France is beefing up security in public places and on public transit as that country's officials consider broadening airstrikes against ISIS. The French are reeling after climber Hervé Gordel was beheaded by terrorists in Algeria in retaliation for France's current role in the military campaign against ISIS. They're also reeling at news that three Frenchmen suspected of joining militants in Syria were put on a plane from Turkey to France, but officials weren't there to meet them. They'd gone to the wrong airport, so the men eventually turned themselves in. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in Paris. And Eleanor, first, this terrible beheading. How are people in France reacting to what appears to be a target placed on them?
Well, first of all, people are just stunned that this man, a family man, his parents are still alive, a mountain guide, was just on a vacation in Algeria. He was kidnapped, caught up in all this, and 3 days later, his throat was slit and he was beheaded. This came on rather quickly because in France, the president has large powers, and President François Hollande announced that France would be participating in the bombing campaigns against ISIS. And that started on Friday. On Saturday, there was a message that French people were targeted by this group along with Americans. And, you know, all of a sudden the next day, this guy's kidnapped. 3 days later, he's killed. So people now are stunned. They are in the thick of it. This is a war, and people realize it now in France.
Is there any protests against the participation in the bombing of ISIS?
Oh, no, not so far. I mean, mostly politicians on the left and right are just so outraged. They're coming out saying we need to step up. You know, this is human dignity. This is the basic fundamentals of human rights against barbarity. So I have heard a couple people say, you know, we shouldn't be with the Americans doing this. This is dividing the world between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, but most people are for it. There's a resolve to fight this group that seems more barbaric than even Al-Qaeda.
What's been the reaction to this mix-up, this loss of these militants, which apparently French officials had been watching for a while and then were in the wrong airport to receive them when they came back? We know that France also passed legislation to prevent jihadists from leaving the country, jihadists that were being watched by officials for fear they'd go fight with ISIS. But here are three brought back and then lost.
Exactly. This illustrates the whole difficulty of it. I mean, since the Syrian war began, the government estimates that up to 1,000 French people have gone to Syria to fight in so-called jihad. And the government is very worried about those returning. And these three men were signaled. They were being watched by the French and Turkish secret service, intelligence services, and they were flown from Istanbul back to Paris, only they didn't get on the flight to Paris. They got on the next flight to Marseille. They had their passports ready. They fully expected to be arrested, and they just walked out of the airport scot-free. I have to say that they have since turned themselves in to police, and they're being questioned. One is the brother-in-law of Mohamed Mera, who in 2012 killed 7 people in the southern French town of Toulouse. So this is a serious worry by the French government. But it has been overshadowed by the killing of Hervé Gourdel and the barbarity of the group Islamic State. But it is linked, and it illustrates the difficulty of keeping tabs on people.
One last question, Eleanor. We know France also has a very recent history of tension with the Muslim community, bans on headscarves, lifting of bans. What has the Muslim community in France been saying, if anything?
They have been. People have been denouncing this because, of course, they're saying this is not Islam. These people are uneducated criminals, barbarians, to use the word again because everyone's using it. There's a big Muslim demonstration against Islamic State called for tomorrow to, you know, just go on the record saying that they're also outraged that this Frenchman was killed. We're getting reports from Algeria. The Algerians are shocked. So there's absolutely no support that you see here for Islamic State among the Muslim community.
NPR Paris correspondent Eleanor Beardsley, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.